Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin. Thank you for joining me, and welcome back. Happy hump day, happy Wednesday. Thank you for joining me. I am 60 hours into my fast. I've got 12 hours left. I woke up this morning feeling absolutely fantastic, and I tell you what, I've had a rough start to my day. I was already in a little bit of a rush. I've got a very, very busy day today. And I had to leave my house pretty much right away after cold plunging, helping with the girls. I had to dip. So I leave and I get 10 minutes down the road and I realize I forgot my wallet. So I go back, I grab my wallet. I'm absolutely, oh, by the way, this is after I lost my keys. So first I couldn't find my keys. I left them in my truck. So I'm looking all over the place for my keys. I'm getting irritated. I'm starving. You know, I was feeling good. Now I'm irritated, right? And when you're hungry and irritated, it's just like fire on the gasoline or gasoline on the fire. So I'm looking all over the place for my keys. I finally found them. I dip. I rush out of the house. I get 10 minutes down the road. I forget my wallet. Boom. Go back to the house. Grab my wallet. Leave the house. I get another 5 minutes down the road. I look down. I forgot my gun. Like, just sitting on the bench where I put my shoes on. I'm like, you fucking idiot. You stupid. So I go flying back in a rage. I call my wife. I'm like, get the gun off the bench. I don't think Ada could reach it. But, you know, obviously not the ideal place you want to leave a firearm. Very boneheaded move of me. So I go rushing back, I grab my gun, and I leave, and then I'm like, dude, I need a coffee, I'm running on fumes, I've got no fuel in my body, like, I'm going to go to the gym, I got to get a haircut, I've got a couple big presentations to give today for some new business, and so I stop for a coffee, and of course, the attendant's just not there. So I'm waiting, and I'm starting to get so effing mad, bro. Like, I haven't been this mad in a long time. Like, I wanted to take the snack display and throw it through the plate glass window in the front of the store. And finally he comes around the corner, he's like, hey man, what's up? And I'm like, I stopped and I'm like, you know what? There's a reason for all of this. There's a reason why this is happening. Maybe I was going to hit somebody's dog on the way today if I was on time. Maybe I was going to be involved in an accident. You know, maybe there's a reason I need to show back up to the house twice. Maybe they were finally coming to get me and, I don't know, they saw me get out of the truck or they were going to go after my family. I think about weird things, right? They saw me and they decided to go to another house like a band of robbers. You know, there's just, I just try to think of the ways that, like, okay, it's a good thing that this is happening. So I gave him a big smile and I said, I'm great, man. How are you? It's good to see you today. And I stood there and I even had a small conversation with him before I rushed out. And, you know, I just decided the day was off to a rougher start. I can either let my attitude get sour and I can let my day get worse. I've got a lot of excuses. I'm hungry. I've got a one-year-old and a newborn at home. They had a rougher day yesterday, which, thank God, Ellie slept most of the night last night, which was great. She was up every 3 hours instead of every hour like it's been the past couple of nights. So that was amazing. That was a blessing. I've got a lot of excuses to be a little bit on edge, and I said I'm going to make the decision to be positive going into the rest of the day today. Will that mean I'm perfect? No. You know, one more thing goes wrong, I might throw a temper tantrum. I'm going to try not to. So, but see, here we go. Now I'm hitting traffic that I would have missed 20 minutes ago. But of course, you know, I made a boo-boo and now I'm paying for it. Here's that other thing that's going to go. This strip of traffic here, dude, sucks. If you don't leave at the right time, it's crazy because it's Maine, but like all these people are trying to get to their jobs right now. You know what I mean? So they're all pouring in from the suburbs into the city, and there's this one stop sign that's just, it gets so overloaded with human beings. Which means that the next light, the next three lights are all going to be just packed with people. So I won't have much time to work out at all. I'll have maybe 30 minutes to get some cardio in, which is what I was going to do anyways, but certainly not what I had originally planned had I been on time and not been late. But again, you never know why this stuff happens. This is more so me talking to myself than talking to you guys, so that I don't actually maim somebody today. You know, and then it's like, it's worse because you get out, you're in a rush and everybody else is just putzing along. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going down my back road and it's a 35 and everybody goes 50 down it. Everybody. And there's a guy in front of me doing 30. And that's about the time I realized I had forgotten my gun. I'm like, dude. Ay, ay, ay. But it's okay. Like I said, there's a reason for everything. There is absolutely a reason for why everything happens. And I've got to trust that God. And what am I even complaining about? You know what I mean? What am I even complaining about? Could be so much worse. I'm just concerned about my forgetfulness. I don't know if it's just because I'm hungry. I don't know if I have a B vitamin problem right now. So my B vitamin shouldn't be that depleted from a three-day fast, especially with mineral and electrolyte. I've been replenishing with that. It could be that my B vitamins are just very low right now. I wish I had some injectable B vitamins. I would definitely be shooting those up right now, but I'm all out. Yeah, see here, this light's a massacre now. Oh, gosh, darn it. Well, let's talk, since I'm going to have some extra time in traffic. What should we talk about? So the fast, let's focus on the fast. So I'm 60 hours into the fast. I've noticed that my cognition is, I know that this is going to sound like a contradiction, me saying that my cognition is better, having forgot 17 things this morning. But my cognition is much better. I feel much sharper. I feel significantly sharper than I normally do. I've been able to focus a lot easier, especially on reading. I've been able to read a lot more, which is great. My mental toughness has definitely increased. I thought I was going to quit day one and I didn't. I thought I was going to quit day two and I didn't. You know, I had quitting conversations with Goa. I had quitting conversations with myself every single day so far. You know, today obviously will be easy because I know in less than 12 hours I could put food in my body. I'm in the middle of the intersection. Dude, people just stop. They just stop in the middle of the road. Oh, this is a massacre right now. Oh my goodness, you guys should see the line at this light. gee whiz, bro. And people are going to be trying to make a left-hand turn and there's traffic coming from the other way. I literally hit this at peak rush. I mightn't even have time to work out now. I might just have to go in there and change and go straight to my haircut. I might be able to hit the sauna for a little bit. Man, this is supremely disappointing. I'm very disappointed in myself. That's the thing, is I'm just very mad at myself for being so scatterbrained and unprepared. Oh my God, the light changed already? Thank you for the 13 seconds that you let three cars through. This light's probably going to change six times. Please, Jesus, give me patience. Please, God. Our Father. I'm going to start saying Our Fathers here in a second because I feel like there's a demon boiling up in me right now. I'm going to say some shit I don't mean to somebody. Nobody's going to bump into me at the gym and it's just, they're going to lose their ability to walk. Okay, light's green already, let's go. Come on now, we don't want to stand here and look around. We want to put the pedal to the metal and we want to accelerate through the light. So I noticed a lot less inflammation. My inflammation has definitely gone way, way, way down. well, we're not moving because all these people need to, but they need to put in a left-hand signal at this light, because most people go left at this light, but the opposing traffic just, wow, that person just sat there. So I've noticed my inflammation has gone way, way down. Like, oh, shoot, the light changed again. I'm going to scream. My inflammation's gone way, way down. I don't have puffiness around my eyes. I don't have puffiness on my hands. That's a big, big change for sure. I don't have any puffiness in my feet. I can see all the veins in my hands and feet. My wedding ring's not tight. So I know that there's been a war on the inflammation of my body. My knee that's been bothering me now for 3 weeks. I haven't been able to stretch my quad on my left side because of this stupid knee. That feels fine. It feels totally fine now. I don't have any knee pain whatsoever. So I'm definitely thankful for that. So no inflammation or very little inflammation. Or there's been less inflammation, I should say. Clearer thinking. And it's just, it's an overall feeling of wellness. It's hard to describe. I just feel better. You know what I mean? Like, I feel way, way better. Mental toughness has increased because I did something difficult. So I would really encourage you to do a 72-hour fast. Sorry that today's episode has just been mostly me bitching about traffic, but in my day so far. But it's been an interesting run so far. There's a reason why this is happening. So I've got a couple big business presentations over the next couple of days, bringing some new business in, and I'm excited for that. Actually, I had a great call with an old friend last night who's in Colombia, who was talking to me about some investment opportunities and things like that. And it's just funny, the more time I've spent fasting and praying, I've definitely spent, you know, obviously it's the first time I've fasted in quite some time, but the more time I spend in prayer, and I've just noticed through this fast, I've had more opportunities and things seem to be going better for me. And it's because we're called to fast, you know what I mean? It's not an option. It's like we're told that we are to fast in the Bible, so it's not optional. So if you're a Christian, you have to fast. I'm not saying you have to do a 72-hour, but you should at least be able to do half a day, a day, you know what I mean? You know, if Jesus could do it as a man for 40 days and 40 nights, and I think he did a dry fast, no food, no water. You know, it would kill most of us, you know? I don't see why you can't do a day. You know what I mean? It's selfish to constantly give in to your urges. It's selfish to not be able to get your flesh under control. It's selfish not to deal with a little bit of discomfort. You know, it's not that hard. It's hard, but it's not that hard. I mean, you're going against one of your most basic desires, which is to eat. But I've noticed just more and more opportunities popping up in my life recently, and I just know that it's because I'm doing the right things. And I would say that the biggest thing recently is I've had opportunities recently to take, I don't want to say revenge, but I've had opportunities to hurt people who have hurt me. And I just know that I can't receive forgiveness from the Father until I've forgiven others. So one thing I've been working on through this fast is I've been working on forgiving people who have done really terrible things to me. And you guys don't understand, I don't think, how much hate I get for the person that I am. The world hates who I am for a multitude of reasons. I'm a white male. I'm a Christian. I'm very outspoken. I'm hyper-masculine. I'm quite literally the antithesis to the current world conversation story, I should say. I'm the anti-hero. Because the world hates strong men. And everywhere you look, there is an assault on strong men. Accusations, allegations, this, that, lawsuits. I mean, just look at all of your heroes. I mean, how many guys have been taken out of the game or smeared or slandered or just anybody that goes against the establishment, they smear the shit out of them. You know what I mean? Donald Trump, Andrew Tate. I mean, the list goes on and on. That one guy, Richard, you know who I'm talking about, Richard something. He's got the long hair. You know, he recently became very anti-establishment. And what happened to him? Just all these, oh, you didn't have sex with me nice. You know, all this stupid shit came out about him. You know, and he weathered the storm pretty well from what I could tell. And here we go. Here's the last light I got to get through. And, you know, if you want to stand for something now, and if you want to go against what the world is preaching, homosexuality, transgenderism, climate change, all this other nonsense, COVID stuff, you know, you're gonna pay a price for it. And I say it all the time because I think it's hilarious. I have a dedicated team of Hall of Fame meat riders that work around the clock. Today, again, I said this yesterday. I woke up today and I've got 4 or 5 DMs in my restricted messages from, you know, it's always the same private profile or a profile with no pictures or no pic, or, you know, or pictures of me. Or, you know, just no followers, you know, or purchased followers, like 204 Indians, you know what I mean? Just, I don't even open them anymore. I just delete them now. I just delete them because I know that drives these people nuts. So the way I've realized to deal with the hate is to not respond to it. To not respond to it, but just to continue to win. Because my goal is to build such an amazing, awesome life and have such a great impact that I drive people to the brink of insanity. And I think I'm doing a pretty good job of that because some of these people are nuts. I mean, the obsession with me, I would call it borderline sexual. I've had so many people like, dude, I think this person wants to bang you. I'm like, I know, I do too. I think they fall asleep thinking about me and they wake up thinking about me. It's constant. It's constant. I've got a whole clan of haters out there that I think just want to just do weird things to me. You know? And that's what happens. You're going to pay a price. You guys see me post the stuff I post. It doesn't come. I've had people say things about my wife. I've had people say things about my children. People will go that low. I had a guy the other day say that he hopes that Satan raptures my children to hell. Yep. Hopes that Satan raptures my children to hell, which is fine because the gates of hell will not prevail against my family. Won't happen. I'm prayed up. I'm armored up. My wife's prayed up. She's armored up. We got people all around the world praying for my family. There's nothing that anybody can do. There's nothing that anybody, you could kill me, you know what I mean? Absolutely. But you can't dictate where my soul, my children's soul, my wife's soul, you can't dictate where we go. You know what I mean? It's that worship song, I think it's In Christ Alone, where it says, no power of hell, no scheme of man will ever pluck me out of his hand. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing that you can do. So my mission is to change as many people's lives as I can for the better, but speak the truth. And the truth is sometimes it seems unkind, it seems harsh, especially with my delivery method, because I cut to the quick. I don't mince words. I don't sit around and say, well, I've got gay friends and, you know, it's okay. No, homosexuality is wrong. It's not biblical. Oh, well, you know, I know there's a trans person somewhere that I know, and blah, blah. No, it's wrong. It's perversion. It's mental illness. I'm not going to sit here and mince words with people.
dude, you can try to do whatever you want. They've already tried to cancel me. And even if the canceling worked, even if it did work, you will never take away my ability to be me. Never. And that's why it's so important, guys, men especially, that you create an impenetrable life. If anything, I want to teach you, that's a good point. If anything, I would like to teach you guys, and I have been teaching you guys, how to create for yourself an impenetrable life. That nobody else, like, I've got a castle, you're not getting through the walls. You could pelt tomatoes at it, but I'll just sit up in my tower and laugh at you. You little grubby peasant out there throwing tomatoes at me. You know what I mean? You grubby little ruddy-faced peasant with syphilis. You know what I mean? You can do whatever you want. It's not going to get inside the castle walls. Because at the end of the day, nobody but God can take my health. At the end of the day, nobody but God can take my family. At the end of the day, and if God wants to do those things, if God wanted to Job me, I really pray that he doesn't, because I'm no Job, that's for sure. But God is the only person that can take those things away from me. And, you know, it's just, that's why you've got to focus, like I said, you've got to focus on creating a life that is impenetrable. You can't have a job that you can lose. You can't have a weak body. You can't have a weak mind. You can't have a weak spirit. Because if you have a weak body, you have a weak mind, you have a weak spirit, and you try to stand on truth, you're going to get decimated. You're going to get decimated. So you have to focus on strengthening yourself first spiritually, then mentally, and then physically. And the good news is that typically they all three pour into one another. All three pour into one another. I don't know too many people that are like physically and mentally strong that aren't spiritually strong. And I don't know too many people that are like spiritually and mentally strong that aren't also physically strong. They all go hand in hand with one another. So you have to resolve to become impenetrable. That no outside attack can have any effect on you or your life. Maybe a temporary one. Maybe, you know, I'm not saying that you're not going to get stressed out. I'm not saying that you're not going to get angry. I'm not saying that you're not going to get sad. I'm not saying that you're not going to feel betrayed sometimes. I'm not saying that there's going to be things like that. But at the end of the day, there should be certain things in your life that you built and created that nobody can take away from you. I mean, the very first and foremost is a family. I don't have any haters that have families. You know what I mean? And if they do, they're shitty. You know, like they're broken apart or they're just not in a good relationship or, you know. So you have to resolve, man, to build an impenetrable life. All right, I got to go. Love you guys. Peace.